hours.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
And on WBNW, 1120 AM and 102.9 FM, the Money Matters Radio Network.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, hope you had a great weekend. Another week flying by. Boy, they go by so fast, I'll tell you. It seems like I do a show every Monday. And then when Tuesday comes on, I do a show every day is Tuesday. But look, it's fun. It's fun, and it's great to have the excitement. You just wish the time would go maybe a little bit slower. Well, welcome. In another stormy week. Stormy, yeah, the Northeast scheduled to get 10 to 15 inches of snow tomorrow. Stormy regarding Stormy Daniels. The prostitute, the one who apparently had an affair, I say, let maybe change that, allegedly. At this point, I really don't care. Honestly, I've had it. Allegedly had an affair with Donald Trump in 2006 that the I go back and forth between Fox and then which I never used to do, CNBC and CNN. There's still Russian collusion. How Mueller's investigation is expanding. How this Stormy Daniels act, it just supersedes the importance of North Korea dilemma and other situations around the world. It's nothing short of insanity. How these left-wing progressive blowhards have lost their minds. I mean, they are flat out ignoramuses. And if you're one listening, I'm not going to back down. I'm not running for office, you see. And if I were running for office, I'd probably have the same approach and get the respect of a segment of people like Trump did. But I'm not interested in running for office. It's. I'd say if it weren't so serious, it would be hilarious. But they just keep moving forward. While the left mounts any kind of a campaign to get Trump out of office. That total ignoramus, Maxine Waters, the California congresswoman. I mean, she's about, I rate her and Hank Johnson, the congressional representative from, I think, Alabama, is the two dumbest people to set their foot on, I was going to say on land, but then that land will go underwater, you know, Hank Johnson, predicting that too much weight in Guam, too many people, it will sink the island into the ocean. Straight face, dead serious, not drunk or under drugs. Maxine Waters keep saying she doesn't know what they're going to impeach Trump for, but they're going to impeach him. If you listen to her talk, it is so unbelievable to listen to the ignoramus she is and how anybody, black, white, Hispanic, why would anybody vote for her? And I'll tell you, it is a racial thing. It's an ideological thing. People on the left generally have no care or consideration. They don't have a plan to move forward. You notice all these arguments and debates, and then we wait to hear what the other side is. They had their chance for DACA. None of this ever materializes. And yet they're going to run on a campaign of xenophobia and homophobia, and you know, we got to get those transgender bathrooms going, and it's and we're threatened from all around the world, and now it's being kind of built up. Gee, is Trump responsible for all of the problems we have around the world? It's amazing. So what's happening now is that the accusations are that the North Korea-South Korea negotiations to set up, hopefully, the talks with North Korea. Let's wait and see what happens. I tend to think we are squeezing them on sanctions. But let's see. Let's get this all this make-believe conspiracy going in order to deflect the talk from Stormy Daniels. We're talking about the potential of world war and millions of deaths, but Stormy Daniels is the story. You are fools out there if you even establish any credibility to whether it happened or it didn't. At this point, I really don't give a darn whether it happened or it didn't. Trump is moving this country forward at a ferocious rate. And many liberals and conservatives in this country are admitting it. He's now got a backing of Republicans, I believe, in Congress. Although they'll be too gutless to do anything. One of the few, I have respect for him. I certainly think he's much too moderate, but I've respected him for years, and that's Orrin Hatch retiring, saying prior to this tariff thing that Trump could be the greatest president ever. Thank you for stepping up and showing the guts. Well, Maxine Waters is upset at being called what she is, which is a low-grade idiot, low IQ. You know, there's idiot and moron, and she's an idiot. How is it possible that anyone could vote for her and listen to her when she speaks? It's truly remarkable. And this is, she is not representative because she's far too stupid to be representative of the far left. She may be at the bottom of the totem pole, but oh, is she stupid. Now, we're facing the ongoing issue, and I'm just going to cover in whatever order they come up here this morning. And North Korea is one to cover, and the critics, I have spent 2 hours in the congressional office years ago with then-Governor Mike Richardson. You know, I think he was, had so many titles. Former Governor Mike Richardson of New Mexico. Another guy I have very little respect for, who can't get through 3 words in a sentence without using the F word. But listen, like I say with Trump and sex and all that, I don't care. Just do the job, except he was a Hillary butt kisser. He came out, and there are certain things you respect people for. He's come out and said he thinks the Trump decision is correct. He said that he deserves credit for boldly accepting an invitation to negotiate with North Korea and President Kim Jong-un. But he needs it. He's got to be careful because it's high-stakes diplomacy. And if I had to think of who had more experience in communicating with the North Koreans, I can't think of anybody. I'll give it the devil his due. He's a veteran negotiator on North Korea. And said he was flabbergasted and speechless when he heard about Trump's decision to negotiate. He's got reservations about Trump's foreign policy, but he said in this one, I think he's gambling for the right reason because things couldn't be worse. What he's saying is, this is about as unintellectual as you could get. It's about choices. You see, the United States had a number of choices, and they're still squeezing with sanctions. They had a number of choices for years. But Bush, Clinton, Obama chose to do nothing. Yeah, I'm including Bush in all of this. So don't call me Mr. Republican. You either have an impression that's more favorable or less favorable after a presidency. My impression of George W. Bush is much less favorable than it was. And from all the information I've seen from all the credible sources, Syria was seen removing nuclear weapons from Iraq, and there were weapons of mass destruction there. He found mustard warheads in there, certainly which qualify. And Bush kind of gave in along with everyone else that it was a mistake. Most of these politicians are gutless. I can think of one politician who isn't. President of the United States.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, they there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
Hi, this is Matt Kibbe. I'm the president of FreedomWorks. I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, and you have to listen to this man. He's a man that understands the Constitution. He understands the principles that made it our founding great and understands how it is we are going to take our country back.
Okay, during the break, you know, as I always do, I go to my emails, and I just want to share with you, not that it means much to you, but I got an email. I say, even if I go back on air, I'm going to have to excuse myself and read the email. And it wasn't personal. It was business. It was just some really good news. And I'm excited to be getting this email. I've been waiting for an email, and I didn't think I was going to get one, but I got it. So I just want to share that, and we are back talking about a number of situations here. And one of them is that the issue of the what the press is doing is terrible. What's going on in our Justice Department, our FBI, all of this is god-awful terrible. It just is. Again, I don't know what happened to Jeff Sessions and if he woke up or he's under the control of, I mean, this is the biggest, if somebody says, what's the biggest mystery since Trump has been in office? It might be I felt he'd be successful. I didn't think he'd be this successful, this fast, but it's Jeff Sessions. Is he dead? You know, I used to say to a friend of mine when I was in business and we shared a gift showroom and some guy came in to make a presentation. And I mentioned this guy before, Maury Simons, who, God bless him, I never laughed so hard in my life for years with him. 22 years now since he's gone. But, you could have made a movie. And before Tuesdays with Maury came out, I was thinking of Mondays with Maury because I had a gift showroom and I owned the building in back of it and it was a gift center in New England and this guy used to come in. Oh yeah, I mean you had tons of people coming in our showroom. And I can't get into Maury's personality because honestly I actually was thinking of writing a book on our relationship. That's how unbelievably bizarre it was. This guy came in the showroom to make a presentation. And I remember his name was Neil. And his face was white. his presentation was so bad, and then he walked out, and he left his briefcase and everything in the showroom. And Mari turned to me and said, he used to call me Kid. He says, Kid, and he stuttered, but he was a genius. He says, Kid, was that guy dead or alive? And that's what I still laugh about that when I think about it. His delivery was so perfect. I used to beg him to come on radio with me. He wouldn't do it. I used to beg him. I said, he was a political genius who, if he could see what's going on, he was so far ahead of his time. It is positively, it's unfathomable. You talk about mentors, and I look at my mother and father, and yes, they're my real heroes. But as far as mentors, as bizarre as it seems, Maury Simons in his politics. So I'm comparing that to Jeff Sessions. And I don't know whether he's, you look at him, you don't know whether he's dead or alive. I understand that the Southern aspect of it, you know, you're a little more casual and you got that drawl, and I can understand all of that. But what I can't understand is who's got something on him. He never feared anybody. It's like he's in fear of his life. So he came out to talk about, you know, the whole recusal, and I can understand why Trump was upset. He never expected it. Or you can't engage in collusion, that is the president, the attorney general. I understand all that stuff. But there's stuff that's also spoken in private between two people, like something you may say to your best friend, but you won't say to anybody else. Got a best friend, I love him to death. I'd say, I'd tell him anything. It's like a brother to me. So Jeff Sessions finally comes out, wakes up, and we find out he's doing a really good job with sanctuary cities. And I do not want to downplay that. I hope these sanctuary cities are wiped off the map. I don't care. Let them all go bankrupt them. 13% of these illegal immigrants commit crime compared to 3% of the regular population. And then when you got all these jerks, morons, come on the show with their sophisticated degrees in Georgetown and all these places who say that they contribute more to society. No, they don't. Of course they're a good one. So you know what they do? They focus on the ones who are, you know, who have made contributions. And I'm not taking anything away from them, but they are in the country and have been in the country illegally. Compromises? I'm not making the choices. Would I compromise on DACA? Probably. I mean, I used to say no, all of them out. I guess the tide has changed so much, the answer is, I might doing it now. But now, we're looking at, and Jeff Sessions is doing a great job on that. Even Trump, who calls him disgraceful. At this point, honestly, I don't blame Trump for doing it. It works what he does publicly. If it works, keep doing it. I may change my mind altogether. It helps the Trump base, and I am part of continue to support him. Now, then Jeff Sessions comes out and says, I'm thinking of assigning a special investigator. You know, and you know who heads that department? The director of special investigator head is Michael Horowitz, who's an Obama supporter. He's an Obama guy. And he may appoint Michael Horowitz to investigate the Clinton Foundation, Hillary Clinton, all the dealings, Uranium One. And people like me are going wild. What? Jeff Sessions is not a dumb guy. He's not stupid. Why would you go after another Obama guy like Mueller's gone after all the Obama guys? And the reason is Mueller's an Obama guy. I don't care what they what he's registered at as. I'll tell you what Jeff Sessions has reconsidered doing with a lot of pressure when we come back. God, why do I have to fight these fights every day? This is Stu Taylor.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hey, this is Dan Harris, co-anchor of Nightline and author of a new book called 10% Happier. I just did a great interview with Sue Taylor, and it's amazing to have places in the media these days so dominated by short sound bites to be able to have long, interesting, intelligent, probing conversations with a smart interviewer. I'm glad I did it, and I definitely do it again.
Jean, roses are red. All the leaves have gone green. And the clouds are so low.
You like that song, Matt?
Very much. Who sings it?
Damn it. Tip of my tongue, but I can't even waste 10 seconds. I mean, it'll come to me. And then I'll mention it.
All right, sounds good.
Blanked out. We're looking at Jeff Sessions, and we're wondering what's going on. I say we collectively. I think, except the people, if they are indeed involved with him, and who know, maybe the only ones, because most of us don't know. We just don't know. And it's very, very frustrating. And it's really, really hard to understand what's going on. So Jeff Sessions, under pressure, is now saying he's coming out to support. He's thinking about supporting a special counsel instead of a special investigator. And if this is the case, it makes all the difference in the world. I don't want Michael Horowitz in. Don't want Michael Horowitz. And if Michael Horowitz gets in, then you can really, really imagine what the result will be. It'll be disaster. It'll be another Mueller. It'll be another Mueller. And I think that he may have to yield. But it's difficult. Difficult to say. Now, Jeff Sessions has the capability to at least make this a standoff with what's going on with the Trump situation. And, something has to break here. It just has to break. And if it doesn't break and we end up in a quagmire, I ask myself, how long is it possible to go and still not have impossible not to have the kind of respectability that we once had. I mean, I'm fighting for words here. So I'm trying to find out where we're so close. what's going to get us back to respectability? And it may be some real pressure for some outside sources or from some inside sources as well to get Sessions to make this change. I'm totally and thoroughly confused, as most other people are. And I honestly think something has to be done, because if Michael Horowitz is selected to do this, this will thoroughly, in my estimation, amount to the end of the Hillary investigation. The end of the search here to find those who are involved with GPS, to find those who are involved with the dossier, to find out what happened with the Uranium One. I mean, you could go on and list the Hillary scandals endlessly. And I don't know if you've noticed, but it's hard not to notice the fact that this situation is only getting worse with the media. And you look at that little, I was going to call him a dimwit, but he's pretty smart. I have to give him that. Chuck Todd, that little worm. Trump called him an SOB. Oh, my God, let's get him impeached. Chuck Todd is an SOB. And he's so one-sided that it just, when you look back to the days of Tim Russert, whom I have the pleasure of having met on the baseball field at Fenway Park, I'll never forget it. What a wonderful, charming person he is, was rather. I, to this day, like a lot of others, Tim Russert will be missed. Chuck Todd's no Tim Russert. Tim Russert, by the way, had a political predisposition to the left. I never knew it. It never showed, never said it, never came out. You know, Walter Cronkite was a big lefty. He ran his show with dignity. Peter Jennings, to a degree. Tom Brokaw is a big leftist. Back in those days, if you sensed it, most people wouldn't know, but if you sensed it, you can sense that this was the case. But they didn't do anything to make the public shake up. And now you have the little SOB, Chuck Todd, that little twerp. I mean, I have trouble watching his shows because, you know, the CNBC, I mean, MSNBC and CNN constantly load them up with liberals. Once in a while, they'll put on a token Republican moderate. Fox is much more open about this. And when they put on a progressive, they'll put on somebody pretty far to the left. And by the way, he's not far to the left, but on April 2nd, Geraldo Rivera will be joining us for more than half the show. So be sure to stay tuned. His book is The Geraldo Show, a memoir. Looking forward to that tremendously. So what happens is Chuck Todd, after all this exchange, and he doesn't verbally go after Trump, but he has a little sneaky ways, that little twerp, has Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, on, not one of my favorite people, but Chuck Todd was jabbing him with ridiculous questions over and over about, doesn't Trump's vulgarity affect our kids? I mean, I don't even know how to respond to it. I can't even respond to it. It's so stupid. And he keeps pressing and pressing and pressing and getting back to it. And Steve Mnuchin basically blows him right off. You can only fight with so much fight. You can only fight with so much intensity. And when you have the media stacked against you, you have a constant and overwhelming fight. You can't suppress them. You're not going to do it. Trump knows how to use the charm. He showed up at that journalist dinner. He was right not to go the first time. He was right to go the second time. I mean, you just couldn't subject yourself to the low insult. You know, humor against someone roasting them is just great. Obama was great at doing that. I got to say, great delivery, great, very funny. Especially when you know he's a lying snake about everything anyway. Trump is excellent. He's got his own style. But it comes a point where you got to say, okay, hey, I want the whole media here. Because the media is going to be there. The media isn't going to change. And Trump's got a much, much bigger job to do out there. And that's what we have to focus on. How to let, you know, it's like I say, please, you know, the book, Let Trump Be Trump. I'm saying let him go. I was such a strong advocate against these tweets. And I have changed my position. I mean, I was I don't want to say an advocate. I was against these tweets. And I'm an advocate for him in spite of all the stupid tweets he sends out. This is Stu Taylor back for our final segment.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep fast, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. That's 50% off my pillow's 4-pack special. 800-480-1941 and use promo code STU. Don't delay. Order now.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right.
Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio.
Life Stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Senator Joe Lieberman. I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, and it was a great one. Just good conversation, smart, asked me some questions that people haven't asked me before about my book, and I look forward to coming back with Stu again.
Important subject that I don't spend much time covering because there's so much coverage out there on it, and yet it's, I was thinking over the weekend, the subject is, it's not that I'm avoiding it, but I should spend just a few minutes on it. And where I'd like to focus here is the White House now making an effort, actually a pledge, to help states pay for firearm training for teachers. And repeating its call to improve background check system as part of a new plan to protect personal, to prevent these school shootings. And I don't know how a rational person really could disagree with this. First of all, as awful as it is in today's age, you've got to I said this the other day, 98%. 98% of the shootings, these killings in schools, take place in soft zones. So you're going to come back and tell me the problem is guns. The problem is the people who hold the guns who are bad, who need to be stopped by the good people who have guns. Not going to stand around here and say, oh, no, this is no good. I'm not going to have a gun to defend myself. This is what Obama did in Iraq. And people were over there. They had to tie their hands behind their back because they were under the orders of Obama and the Iraqi government. You can't draw first on someone. Why would you go to war? If I had a son, I will tell you, and there was no draft, but if he were drafted, I'd hustle him across the Canadian border so fast. Some things are insane in the world of political correctness. They're absolutely, utterly insane. Now, I look at this as a move to please the gun lobby, but it doesn't include a push to increase the minimum wage for purchasing assault weapons to 21, which Trump has repeatedly championed. I'm really on the line for this, and my position is, if you want to base it on what's logical, and if our people can serve at the age of 18, then why shouldn't they be here to have an assault weapon at the age of 18 as well? And here's where I take logic and put it aside and say, they may or may not be mature enough to serve overseas, and they're going over there and they deserve it. But to me, it's like saying a professional athlete who's injured and sits out should be entitled to get his job back. It's just going through my mind here. Wally Pipp sat down. Lou Gehrig took over. That was the end of Wally Pipp. He was one of the greatest careers in baseball. Logic based upon the system of the game, and I don't like it. You got to go with what's working at the time. 100% for Lou Gehrig doing that, and if he didn't perform, Wally Pipp would have been back. I'm going to go with the logic, which doesn't quite equate that, but I hope somebody gets what I'm talking about. I don't think kids 18 should have assault weapons. They may have the maturity overseas in battle under the discipline and guidance of our military generals. And he may say, well, they brought it back after fighting over there. Well, I think their emotions are much less in check when they're back here and can easily be uprooted from PTSD or pressure, not getting a job, frustration. So I'm not defending it, although it's just not, it's not a big issue. I think they should raise the age. There should be a new federal commission on school safety that'll examine the age issue, and I think that's reasonable. Let's discuss it, and then let's come to a conclusion. The plan actually foregoes an endorsement of comprehensive background checks for gun purchases, which the president at times seems to embrace. If you're bad and you want to kill someone, you can use a truck, a bomb, a knife, a car. You can do it. If you have a gun, you can do it. But that doesn't mean you can't. That doesn't mean that we have to have background checks for people carrying knives. Even though many of the killings in this country are a result of knives, how can you say I'm not for comprehensive background checks because the villains can get them whenever they want? Background checks could reveal a flaw or a mental problem in someone who looks reasonably stable and say, you know, I don't think I can approve you getting this gun. So I'm really quite sympathetic. I'm not sympathetic to the anti-gun movement because I think it's stupid, and I think it puts us all in tremendous danger, because most of these people who commit these mass murders, bottom line, they're cowards. If they want to show their bravado, go to a busy armed area and let them see what they can do then. These are steps that should be taken right away to help students, and our students should be protected immediately. Immediately. So this is another event in motion, and I'm happy to see. Now, you know, notice nothing ever happened under Obama on anything. Never happened on anything. And now it looks like we're making movement, and trust me, things are going to happen here on the front for Obamacare, infrastructure, the wall. That's all coming. It's only 13, 14 months that he's president. It's truly amazing. Thank you all for listening. Stu Taylor, we'll see you here tomorrow. We'll be right back.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.